Sometimes you may have to hack a master.
Chantax with Mark Emerson Donnelly.
Hi, folks. I hope you're continuing to have a joyous Eastertide. For this episode, I'm going to hack a piece, which actually may be pieces of a piece. And for you chant hackers who have been waiting patiently for some polyphony, well, this episode is for you. Last year, we had 3 episodes on the simple Regina Caeli. And the last chant hacks was a representation of the ONM, Organum Novi Mundi, of the simple Regina Caeli. Today's episode will be on the same Easter prayer to Our Lady, but a different musical setting. We're going to discuss an interesting polyphonic setting by Francesco Soriano, a priest and musician at St. Peter's in Rome at the end of the 16th and beginning of the 17th centuries. Now, most choirs, if they sing a Regina Caeli that isn't chant or Mozart, probably sing the setting by Gregor Aichinger. If they do another, it's likely to be the more difficult one by Ludovico da Viadana. By the way, please consider supporting my work. Composing, arranging, teaching, the Chant Hacks podcast, and also producing high-quality, readable, and beautiful scores of not only my music, but of the great masters, primarily of the 16th and 17th centuries, like the Aichinger and Viadana Regina Caelis. All this takes time. Financial support of some or all of these activities would be greatly appreciated. Email me at mark@vocalart.org or alana@vocalart.org to schedule a phone or video call to discuss how you can help us. Don't forget that I'm available for private singing and conducting lessons, both online and in person. If you haven't watched or listened to the documentary Cantus Firmus, beautifully done by Nathan Douglas of Motet Films, please take the time to do so. The link's in the description. It's about my musical journey as a composer and church musician. Now, back to the Regina Caeli. Easter Sunday through the octave of Pentecost is 8 weeks. If your choir sings the simple and maybe the solemn chant versions, my own ONM, if you downloaded it from Chant Acts 12, plus the 2 polyphonic versions by Aichinger and Viadana, that should be enough, right? Well, maybe, but when it comes to praise of Our Lady and begging her intercession, I say the more the better. So here's another setting. After Palestrina passed on in 1594, Francesco Soriano was one of the most prominent composers of the Roman polyphonic tradition. He worked with the Anerio brothers, Felice and Giovanni, both students of Palestrina. Soriano wrote a lot of church music, mostly motets and magnificats, and quite a number of madrigals, which are a kind of secular polyphony in the vernacular or common language of the people, rather than in Latin. One of the pieces he wrote for church is a very short Regina Caeli, about a minute long. Now, being short is not really a problem. After all, Chopin wrote the minute waltz. But Soriano's Regina Caeli always seemed rather truncated to me, like it was a few choral fragments stuck together. Here's a recording following the original published score from 1619.
Oh,
The great music editor, Anthony G. Petty, who taught for many years at the University of Calgary in Alberta, Canada, published the same note-for-note version in 1977 in the first volume of his magnificent 16-volume series, The Chester Book of Motets. However, if you're like me, after listening to this recording, you probably feel that by following the original published score, there's something missing. That it's more like a collection of fragments rather than a complete piece. So even though it has a rather catchy opening seven measures, the rest of it seems like three unrelated, or at least poorly related, sections. So 5 years ago, in 2019, I thought, why not make the words Regina Caeli Laetare Alleluia, that catchy part at the beginning, a refrain similar to what Eichinger does in his setting, and add some measures to the whole to fill it out. Here's what I came up with. Aside from repeating Soriano's first seven measures after each of the short sections, I composed a few measures to smooth out the musical transitions. If you're keeping score, that's measures 8 and 9, which are repeated in measures 23 and 24, 41 and 42, and finally augmented time-wise in the last four measures. I also wrote a little transitional stuff in measures 49 to 51, as I felt it needed to cadence to the dominant rather than the tonic before the final refrain. I hope you like the result. Well, there's my hack of Francesco Soriano's Regina Caeli. All my fiddling rounds the motet out to about 2.5 minutes, just right for an offertory motet. You could also sing it as a choral recessional or a postlude. Now, if any of you historians out there are appalled that I would monkey with a piece of musical antiquity, bear in mind that Soriano himself rescored Palestrina's famous and sublime Missa Pappamarcelli for 8 parts from Palestrina's original 6 parts. Giovanni Anerio, who I already mentioned, reworked the same mass. Instead of expanding it, Anerio took it down to 4 parts and shortened it to make it doable for church choirs of more modest resources. Our friend Charlie Weaver at Juilliard just last year produced a new edition of Anerio's version of Palestrina's Mass. You can get a PDF of Charlie's score at ccwatershed.org. So I don't think I'm committing any sin against art with this or any of my other arrangements of works by the Renaissance or Baroque masters. It's just a way of making their work available and usable 400 years after the fact. I would be honored if someone saw value in my work and did the same, if they thought they could improve it. Just wait till I've passed on. If you thought my arrangement of Soriano's Regina Caeli was successful, make a comment below. And like, please. If you think it would be a good addition to your choir's repertoire, sign up for my newsletter to receive the PDF score. It's margin optimized to make it easy for viewing on phones or tablets. Please consider our other specific musical offerings, like commissions or lessons. If you'd like to support the Missa Sicut Cervus recording project, or just our day-to-day, please go to lifefunder.com/mdonnellymusic. I'm Mark Emerson Donnelly. God bless.